Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin, as we continue in Perek Ba'lo. And yesterday we had the fascinating Gemaras about the stories of Alexander and Shimon HaTzadik, and the story of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah getting rid of the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, and the Yetzer Hara for Gilui Arayos at least was blinded, it was weakened somewhat. So right after that Gemara, we have a little bit more Agadata before we get back to the Mishnah in Maseches Yoma. So says the Gemara about a little more than halfway down on Samach Tes Amabes. B'ma'arava masnu hachi. Ma'arava, they said the following. Rav Gidol Amar Gadol Shegidlo B'shem HaMeforash. It's related to what we had said earlier on the Amud. What does it mean, Gadol? That, like Ezra HaSofer did earlier, he mentioned Shem Hashem, and that's how he gave covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Rav Masna Amar, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VaHanora. Right, that's what the Pasuk says, right, by Ezra and Nehemiah. Says the Gemara of Ahadur of Masna, Matyei, which the Gra says means Misayeya, Rav Masna supports, is supported by the Rav Shua ben Levi. The Rav Shua ben Levi, Lama Nikra Shmana Shekinesa Gadola. Why are they called the men of the great assembly? What is great? What makes them so great? Shehziru Atara Liyoshna. Because they returned the Atara, the crown, to its original place. Meaning, what did they do? Asa Moshe Amar Akela Gadol Agibar Vanora. Right, that's the pasuk in, I think it's in Akev. Moshe described HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of these adjectives. Asa Yirmiyahu V'yamar. Yirmiyahu came and said, how could I say all that? Nachrim Mekarkarin Beheichalo Aye Nora Osav. The enemy is dancing around in the Heichal. Where is the Nora? Where is the awesomeness of God? Lo Amar Nora, so he left out Nora. Asa Daniel, Amar, Nachrim Mishtabdim Bibanav, Aye Gvurosav. The Nachrim, there be Mishabed, they are subjugating his children. Where is his Gvura? Lo Amar Gibar, he left that word out. Asa Inu Va'amru, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah later on came and said, Adarabba, no, just the opposite. Zuhi Gvuras Gvuraso, this is his Gvura. Shekovesh Es Yitzro, or Kovesh Es Ka'aso, Shenosein Erech HaPayim L'Rishayim. See that he's taking it out, as the Gemara says elsewhere, on the sticks and the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, and he is having Rachmanis on Am Yisrael. Elu ve'elu hei Nora Osav, and this is his Nora. She'el Mali Mora Oshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were it not for his awesomeness. Hechuma Achas Yicholol Ezkayim Ben Umos. How can Am Yisrael stay alive amongst the 70 wolves? How can they still be here after all the nations that try to destroy them? We're the only ones left. All the other superpowers are gone. And it's just Am Yisrael that have remained. So that's why Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, what makes them so great, they return the state of affairs that was at the originally, Moshe, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VaHanora, they returned it. Says the Gemara, just finishing up, for Rabbanan Hechi Avdi Hachi Va'akri Takanta, the talking Moshe. How did they leave something out? If Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VaHanora, so how'd they leave out some words? Amr Rabbi Lazar, Mitoch Sheyodin Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'amiti Hu, since they know that Kadosh Baruch Hu, like we said yesterday, his Mida is MS, Lefichach Lo Kizvubo. That's why they couldn't say it. They couldn't say it because if his Mida is MS and we have to describe him as MS, they didn't see Nora. And that's why they felt that they couldn't say it. They didn't have that recognition until the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah came along and gave the deeper recognition of the idea. Related to what we didn't get to mention it yesterday, but in the past we mentioned the thought in the Otzer HaTfilos, which the Vilna Gaon heard about and he was very excited about, that we know there are 15 words at the end of Shema every morning, starting with MS. MS, V'yatzev, V'nachon, V'kayim, V'yashar, all of those words explains the in the bottom of the Otzer HaTfilos, explains that each one of those words is parallel to a pasuk in the Shema. And there's an exact parallel between Shema Yisrael is parallel to MS, and V'yahavta is parallel to V'yatziv, and V'hayod Rameel is parallel to V'nachod, and goes through there each and every one of the words, how it's parallel. So MS is parallel to Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Because Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, that's what he is symbolized by, the kvius nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So the Gemara says MS, always Yeshlo Raglayim, the three letters in MS, all three letters have double legs, the Aleph, the Mem, and the Saf, they're very sturdy letters, unlike Sheker, Shin Kuf, and Resh, they all have a pointy bottom, right, they're always very going back and forth, not sturdy, and MS is strong in that Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph base, Tav is the last letter, and Mem is the middle letter, also symbolizes Kfius. unlike Sheker, where all the letters are right next to each other, Shin Kuf and Resh. So that is all, just symbolically, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kvius is even symbolized by his Midah. There's a mashal given to describe the Daniel and all the others that couldn't say all the adjectives because they didn't see it. There's a mashal given by one of the Baalei Machshava. Mashal Adam Shenitchav Kotz Biad Bnei Akatan. So mashal of a person whose son, whose little child got a splinter in their hand. And the father knows that if he leaves the splinter in the hand, yigram lo mizek ke'ev gadol, is going to eventually, it's not one of those that's just going to go under the skin and disappear. No, it's going to get infected, it's going to cause even more pain than it is now, and the only way to help this child is to get it out now. To get it out, and he tries to get it out, and he can't get it out. Ki nitchav ba'omeko b'chozek, it's very deeply in, and he can't, it's very difficult to get it out. So what does he do? He has to hold the child down and cut around the skin in order to get it out, in order to save this child. And even though the child is thrashing and trying to get out, and what are you doing to me? And he's screaming. But that's what the father has to do, because he knows that's what the child needs. So today, Halev Kol Mevin Yavin V'Yodeya Marav Godel Atzar V'Igam Anefesh Yesh La'Aviv Beis Chatichas Yah, when he has to cut a little bit around the area. But everybody knows this is what has to be done because the father loves the child so much. That is what he has to do. Kamochein, so too the Nimshal Kishachata Yisrael Baveiros Chamuros. Once we do terrible things and we sin. Nitchavu Benafshosam, we get spiritual splinters. We get spiritual difficulties in our bodies, in our neshamis, kotzim v'dardarim, mibachol b'chinos, haklipos v'achitzonim, you want to call them klipos, you want to call them spiritual difficulties. Then if Hashem would just leave us in that state, then we would just torpedo downward, and we just wouldn't have any connection, and further away from Him. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, with the loving nature of a father that He is, He has to give us certain yisurim, certain peranios that we don't fully understand. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do it for us in order for our benefit. And the shchinta begalusa, the difficulties that we always go through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here. And that's what the Gemara says, B'shash Adam Mitztar, at a time when the person is in pain, Shchina Ma'obaris, Kalani Meroshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also in pain, so to speak, like the father helping the boy with the splinter. But that's the mashal, which is very difficult to see when one is going through the difficult times, but that is what the Anshe Knesset Gadola were able to see through the clouds and through the difficulties. They were able to see that, and that's why they said, Akel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanora. Every one of those words has a different connotation, right? It's not just God, you're awesome. Hashem, you're awesome. Right? We've mentioned in the past that every language, whatever that, interesting, the Eskimos have 20 words for snow. How to describe snow? And the Italians have 25 words for pasta, right? All different, fettuccine, alfredo, everyone 20. And in French, they have 20 words for romance. And Am Yisrael has 20 words for describing and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because whatever the language reflecting the people, whatever they're into, so that's what they have a lot of words. Even though, oh, you might say all these noodles are the same. No, everyone is a little different. If you really know, look closely. Whatever one is involved in and whatever one loves, so every little nuance, you know, has a little difference in way of expressing themselves. So we have a lot of ways of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just look in Yishtabach, right? We have a lot of different words. But Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanora, everyone, to look in the Mefarshim on the Siddur, to know exactly what we're supposed to be thinking about by each one of those. Okay, so the Gemara says, now with the two dots. So if you remember, the Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol goes out after he finishes the Avodas Pnim, and after the Sir Lazalzal is already sent out to the Midbar, so he starts laning. And what does he lane from? He lanes from Achremos, he lanes from Emor, and then he rolls up the Torah and says, Yosef Masha Karasi Kosef Khan, and then he lanes from Pinchas. Says the Gemara Varaminhi. Even before that, interesting that three places to lane from. The Sefer HaManhig, one of the less known Rishonim, just asks a question without answering it. He says, why don't we do that? Why don't we do what they did in the Beis HaMikdash? What the Kohen Gadol did. It's on page Shinun Aleph in my manhig. V'niflesi al masha yu osin b'mikdash lama inon osin kein. Why don't we learn from, right, from all the places that they learn from? Meaning we learn from Achremos, we learn from Pinchas, Maftir. Why don't we learn from Emor? That's what they did in the base of Migdash. Tizan, Balo, Likros, Kohen, Gadol, Kore, V'kore, Achremos, Achbasar, Chumash, Apikudim. V'yonu medalgin, Ach, V'asar, Shlo nikres klal, Bismana, Mashe'enkin, B'chol, Ha'parshios, Shabbatora, Ha'nikres, Bismana, Mitakadis, Moshe. Kedachsev, Aydar, Moshe, Zwadei, Hashem, Abadei, Yisrael, Sheikorin, Bismanan. So he just leaves a Betzorach Ian. Why don't we learn from Emor? Why do we only learn from Achremos? Right, and we can roll it a little bit. When do we ever do that? We do that on a fast day. On a fast day, we move it a little bit. Right, it's not so far. It's a couple of parshias later. So the Manig just asks, why don't we do this? So one of the Achronim explains that possibly he doesn't answer the question, but it could be that what's the purpose of the laning from Emor when it comes to Achremos? That's the Avodah Yom Kippurim. That's what we lane. And as Rav Soloveitchik said, it's a keem of the Avodah. And you got to lane the Musaf from Parshas Pinchas. That's what you do on every Yontif. But Emor, why does the Kohen Gadol lane Emor? That's about Isser Malacha. Right? Every Parshas Hamoadim in the Torah has a different emphasis. Achremos obviously has the Avodah Yom Kippurim. Emor is all about Isser Malacha. Mikra Kodesh Komalacha Zavodah L'Sasur. That's what it says by every Yontif. And then the specific mitzvah, a couple of specific mitzvahs are mentioned there too. And Pinchas is about the Musafin. Explains the, one of the Achronim, that when the Kohen Gadol has to do MR because everybody sees him or knows that he is busy doing Malacha in the Beis HaMikdash. L'tzarech Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So he has to lane that as if to warn everybody, but don't think what I'm doing is okay for you. There's an Isser Malacha out there. But with us, we don't need it. I mean, once you're having the avodah, once you're having the musaf, there is no havamina that it'll be yala b'leif ha'adam to be mezalzel in the day, and that's why there's not as much of a need to lane from there. Okay, so says the Gemara of Raminhi. Is this really true? What we do achremos and emor medalgam benavim medalgam b'torah. It says in the Brisa that you're not allowed to skip around in Torah. Not allowed to skip around. So how do we skip? How do we go from Achremos to Emor? So Lokasha, Kan Bechdesh Yapsik Haturgamon, Kan Bechdesh Lo Yapsik Haturgamon. It's okay if it's only a few moments, right? Remember, in the days of the Gemara, they not only, and even today in certain Taimani shuls, they have a Turgamon, they have somebody reading the Unkelis, Pasuk by Pasuk, after the Bal Koreh. So if you could roll the Torah during the time that the Turgamon is saying the Pasuk, or the few Psukim, then it's not a problem. So here, from Achremos to Emor, or, as we said before, within Kisisa, that's very short. So therefore, it's not a problem to be Golel a little bit. Ay, v'ha'alak tani, but didn't we learn a brisa related to that? Medalgin benavi, ve'in medalgin betara. We have the same phrase. V'ad kama medaleg, b'chdei shalo yafsik haturgamon. How much are you allowed to skip in Navi? Only enough that you won't notice it. Ha'betara, mashmin Torah, klava klalo. Smashma that in Torah, you can't even skip that small amount. So Amar Abaya lo kasha, kam be'inyan echad, kam b'shnei inyanim. No, it depends. You're allowed to as long as there's one topic. One inyan is okay, not with two inyanim. But Hatanya, after all, we learned in the Brisa, medalgan b'torah be'inyan echad, u'binavi b'shnei inyanim. In Torah, you're allowed to skip in one inyan. So Yom Kippur, kan v'kan, b'chdei shalo yafsik haturgamon. But both of those in a very short time, so that there's no tircha ditzivura. If you look at Rashi on the bottom here, Rashi is, why is inyan echad okay and not shtei inyanim? Rashi has an important ha'ara. Rashi says, if it's two inyanim and you're skipping, you can't. Lefi, last four lines. Lefi shedivrei Torah hi azharos v'onshim v'mitzvos. What's the point of laning? At least besides after the stories. It's mitzvos. You're laning about this, the onshim and the asaros. V'tzarech sheyikansu b'leiv ha'shomin. It's got to enter into our hearts. U'kisha adam yotzei mishita l'shita acheres. When someone goes from one area, one column, to another column, eino noach lizbonein. Right, he can't focus. Now, halavai, we should be able to focus and think about that even if we're not being golel. Right? The point of Kriyas HaTorah is to internalize what we're hearing. So Rashi says, and if you're rolling around, right, might not be able to focus as much. Okay. Finishing up the Brisa. Vein medalgami navi lanavi. You're not allowed to skip from one navi to another navi. Ubinavi shall shnei asar medalgin. But if it's within the Trei Asar, which is considered sefer echad in the world of Tanakh, So that you're allowed to skip around in within Shrei Asar. Ubilvad shalo yedalek misof ha-sefer l'tchilaso. As long as you don't go from the end of a sefer to the beginning of the sefer. Rashi says, l'mafreya. Right, as long as you don't go backwards. You're allowed to go forwards in the Shrei Asar. You're not allowed to go backwards. Tosfos says, it doesn't mean at all. It means within a sefer. Misof ha-sefer l'tzad tchilaso klal v'klalo. That's what you're not allowed to do. Within one. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this in Kuf Mem Dalid, where the Shulchan Aruch starts discussing it. In terms of Halacha L'maisa, going backwards for Torah, we don't skip around, obviously. But what about for Haftorah? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this price that we just said. Aval minavi l'navi ein medalgin, ubetriyasar medalgin minavi l'navi, ubilvad shalo yedali misofa sefer l'tchilaso. The Shulchan Aruch quotes our case. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Hine yesh deos bein aposkim, yesh omrim, dafka minavi lanavi, says the Pri Chadash, only from one navi to another navi, a medalgin bazeh, v'yafilu benavi shal trei asar, aval benavi echad, medalgin afilu lamafreya. But if it's within one, you're allowed to even go backwards, imheim smuchim, v'leitztarchu lamod b'shtika, and you don't have to stand there quietly. Right, against what Tosfos says. V'amagen Avram mitzadeid, the Magen Avram says, afilu benavi echad ein ledalig lamafreya, even within one navi, and the Pri Megadim says, v'nyin echad benavi echad mutar likos lamafreya. Why is this all lamaisa? Haftorah of Parshas Mishpatim, which doesn't come up always, because many times it's Shkalim or some other Haftorah, special Haftorah, but Mishpatim goes backwards within a Sefer. Right, so that's why, Rav Hashem, next week's Parsha, we got to talk about this, but that is, actually, it's Rosh Chodesh, right, so we're not laning it anyway. But anyway, that's why Haftorah Mishpatim is hardly ever laned. But when it's laned, then you get to talk about this this issue about going backwards. One other ha'ara that Mr. Brewer has, the Kasuva Poskim, the Bizmanenu, She'ein Regilim, Litargame. It's not Rosh Chodesh. Next Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh? Oh, the following Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. Next week is Shabbos Mevarachim. Yes, okay, so we'll have it. We'll be able to, have this discussion next week. Okay, Friday night is Shul. Glean Ether. The Bizmanenu, She'ein Regilim, Litargame, Nami Shari. Say the Poskim, in our times, when we don't have a Tirgum, we don't have a Mitargim anyway. It's still mutter. You don't have to have bichdei. Kivan shekol haftoras ksuvim bibazbeinu bekutras bivnatzmanu bechamashim. We can mark off exactly where the haftorah is. We can put a little paper in. We can put a little thing in. So it's not going to take any time anyway, even if you don't have any maturgaman. So says the Mishnah Berurah, halo yochol esameinu lechapes maher kol hapsukim hashayachem haftorah zu. V'lo yetzibur tzrichen lamod b'shtika v'lachein shari. U'mitam zeh mutter bizmaneinu afilu kishapsukim emishnei neviim v'afilu rechokim zeh mizeh harbe. Right, and that's why we skip around. Example, sometimes we do by Shabbos Shuva, right, we skip a couple of, we go to Yoel, we go to, right, the Sukkim from Tashlich, right, we go all over, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you could arrange it that, you could be very quick, and you don't have to have the Tircha D'Sibura, then Bizmanenu Poskim say everything is Mutter. Okay, says the Gemara now, V'gol Sefer Torah V'chulu, V'kol Kach Lama, why do you have to make such an announcement? Of after you're all the Torah, Yosef Mashakarasi Kosef Khan, Kadesh Lola Hotzi Laz, I'll say for Torah. So we're not Motzi Laz on any Sefer Torah. We don't think that there's a Sefer Torah that's missing, right? If you would close it up and just read it by heart, people would think that it wouldn't say it in there. That's why one has to make that announcement. Else, covered for the Sefer Torah. Remember, we're very careful about covered for the Sefer Torah. So one might say, if there's any question about a letter in the Sefer Torah, Sometimes one might say, okay, we'll just put it away, take out another Torah just in case. No, you can't do that. We're being machmir on that, but we're being makel in the zilzal of this first Sefer Torah. That's why there's no chumra and kula there. One just has to figure out exactly whether it is kosher or not kosher to keep reading from and make that decision. Good. Ube asar shel chumash apakudim korei alpeh. And the section from Pinchas, one reads by heart, says the Gemara, Amai niglov anikri. Why don't we just be golel it. So Amar Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yeshua, Amar Rav Sheshes, Lefi Shein Golin, Sefer Torah V'Psibur, V'Bnei Kavad HaTzibur. It's Kavad HaTzibur, so that's why we don't roll it. I V'Nesi Achrini V'Nikri. So why don't we bring another Sefer Torah? Why doesn't the Kohen Gadol bring another Sefer Torah? Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, right, we had yesterday, right, if you're going to bring one from the Kodesh Kodash, bring the other one from the Knesses. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar, Mishab Pekamo Shal Rishon. Because if you bring another one, we'll think that the first one has a problem. And that's why you have to go to another one. No, because it's an unneeded bracha. If you bring another Torah, you're going to have to make another bracha. And we don't want that to be done. Right? Mashba, a new Torah would require a new bracha. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Remember the machlokas Rishonim that has come up? Bracha shein tzricha. Is that an Issa d'Oraisa or an Issa d'Rabbanan? The Gemara says in brachas, you can violate, right, violate losis if I make a bracha shein tzricha. Is that literally or is that an asmachta? Ba'ali Tosfos hold that that is an asmachta. It's only an Issa d'Rabbanan. If I say a bracha when I'm not supposed to, it's still a beautiful statement on a d'Oraisa level. If I right now say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Meinim Mizonos. That's beautiful. It's a great statement. I'm not supposed to say it now. Chazal weren't misaking it. But it says Tosfos, that's not an Issa d'Oraisa of losisa, this week's Parsha, Atzeres HaDibros. How can you say that? You made a beautiful statement. It's an Issa d'Rabbanan. Chazal did not institute for you to say that. But the Rambam holds it's an Issa d'Oraisa. He takes that literally. Bracha Shein Etzricha is an Issa d'Oraisa. Saying Shem Hashem in the middle of nowhere, that's for sure an Issa d'Oraisa. But saying a bracha, she'ein esricha. So that is a machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam, regarding this, how to understand bracha, she'ein esricha, that Gemara in Meseches Brachos. Perry, let's just finish and then we'll make a couple of more comments. So in one sefer, a little rolling would be, well, no, we said first, why don't we just go a little, because the Kavanat Tzibur would take too long. So we think, maybe just, you know, get another one out and have it ready, right? But if it takes very quick to, right, to go to Emor, is that a problem? To go to Pinchas is the problem. The Gemara says, Umi Chashina
L'Pagama. It wasn't that each sefer was a separate sefer, though, right?
The separate scroll. Yeah. So, are we choshesh for Pagam to bring another Sefer Torah? What do you mean? There are days in our calendar that we have more than one Torah. When you have Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is Chanukah, that falls out on Shabbos, may be in Shalosh Torahs. That's one of the days that you predict are three Torahs. So what's the problem? We know you bring more than one Sefer out there. So the Gemara says, no. Tlasa gavri betlasa sifri leka pagama. If you have three people getting different aliyos, one person for each sefer Torah, then we know there's a separate aliyos and there's no pagam. But here is going to be all the Kohen Gadol. Chad gavra betrei svari ika pagama. Right, that's when it is a problem if you have one person with more than one sefer Torah. Okay, a couple of points. First of all, we'll start off with the Ritva. The Ritva right here in our Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Two Torahs would be a problem because it's an extra bracha. A bracha shein esricha, says the Ritva right here. To call she'efshar shelo laharbos bebracha tvei adif. If you could add the less brachos when you don't need an extra bracha, the better. And then he quotes mikan nira sheyesh lihizaher shashochet harbe behemos o harbe opus biachad. If somebody is a shochet and they're shechting 15-20 animals, 100 animals, many animals together, aser lo lasuach bein shchita zulazu. They're not supposed to talk between the shchitas. Why? You'd have to make a new bracha if you talk in between, unless it's letzorech of the shechita, but one shouldn't talk about anything else in between, because you want that first bracha to be able to cover. And then he quotes that from Baali HaTosfos, which is here the Tosfos Yeshanim, and then he quotes from V'Rabbeinu Omer, what's the Ritva's Rebbe? The Rashba, B'Shem Rabbo HaRamban. That's his grand Rebbe, right here. I got the Ritva Rashba Ran. Ritva Rashba Ramban. So he quotes from his grand Rebbe, the Ramban. Nah, you don't have to make a new bracha if you talk a little bit in between. Why? The sicha shel rishus. When do we say that talking is a hefsik? As we know, lo I have a hefsaka ella bishesach bein bracha lemaisa. If you made a talk spoke between before you started the mitzvah. So then that's a hefzik, you got to make a new bracha. But if you already started the mitzvah and you're still involved in the mitzvah, even if you talked a little bit, it's okay. All right, where does this come up? Bir chametz. Somebody makes the bracha by bir chametz and then they talk before they start. So then the bracha doesn't work. It's a bracha of atal, you got to make a new bracha. If I started the bedika and then something comes up in the middle, I do not have to make a new bracha, says the Ramban. So it's a machlokas. Machlokas quotes the Ritva between Baali HaTosfos and the Ramban, whether I have to be machpid not to talk while I'm involved in a mitzvah already. I already started the mitzvah. Do I have to make sure that I don't talk in order not to require myself of making a new bracha. The Ramban says, V'raya l'davar, what's my raya? That I'm allowed to talk after I started? Birchas hanehenin. Wow. If I already took a bite of the apple after the Bari Priya ate, then I'm allowed to talk about whatever I want. And then I have to make a new bracha. Unbelievable. And here's the line. V'ein chilek bazeh bein birchas hanehenin l'birchas hamitzvos. And there's no distinction, says the Ramban. Obviously, the fact that he has to say that means that you can argue. He says, "Ve'ein chilek v'lo amru." The only time that I'll tell you there's a problem of sach is by tefillin. By tefillin, because those are two separate mitzvos. Sach, as the Gemara says, "Ve'ein tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel rosh." As the Gemara says, that's one of the chozrei me'archei hamelchama. Somebody talks in between. There, it's a problem. Why? So here, the lashon is "Maila he betefillin." It's a maila that we treat tefillin. If you look in Chulin where this comes up, he says, no, tefillin are two separate mitzvahs, therefore we want the bracha to cover the second mitzvah as well. And therefore, says the Ramban, tefillin is an exception. The Ritva ends off and says, Umiyu dinam shel braboseinu ba'alei ha'tosfos emes hi le'inyin shar dvarim. Ba'alei ha'tosfos that say that you're not allowed to talk, I agree by other things, like what? Kigon, harotza le'echo mine peros, dekol de'efshar la'achlam betoch asuda, kedei l'mayim bebrachos, hachi yisla l'mevet. I agree with the Bali Atosis that the less brachos, the better. So, if you're about to wash, says the Ritva in the name of the Bali Atosis, don't eat something, just wash. And then, you know, that's sometimes we don't always do that. Right? Sometimes we have a kiddush and eat something, even though we're about to wash. So the Ritva says maybe that's not such a good idea to call the efshar la'achlam betoch asuda k'di l'mayit brachos hachi yisla l'mevet. Call hecha the efshar lei shelo yishan seder achilaso. Unless you say Shabbos is different because we want to get 100 brachos, right? So maybe that's also a value. But either way, this is the important discussion of the Ritva right here. Anyuma daf ayin. The Tosfos Yeshanim here also brings up another important issue, and that is what is the Kohen Gadol do? He quotes the Pinchas Baal Peh. What about the Yisr of Dvarav Shebichsav, Iyatare Shaila Omer Al Peh? Right, as we mentioned earlier in this Pesach as well, Dvarav Shebichsav, you have to say Bichsav. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, on the bottom right here, Vadar Rebbe Gitte Dvarav Shebichsav, Iyatare Shaila Omer Al Peh, Omer Rebbe, 2 days. First opinion, the mitzvah min amuvchar likros osov Shebichsav, v'shenechta Bichsav u'Baal Peh Baal Peh, u'mishem kavet tzibar lo etshvichu liglo. Answer number one, that's only a din l'chadchila. But if there's counter pressure, like Tircha de Tzibura, so then you do it by heart. Answer number one. Answer number two, Riva, Hoel, Ve'eno Magid, Ela Avodas Hayom, Yachol Likros Baal Peh, Ke'ein Tfilas Hamusafin, Sha'arin Karin Al Peh. Says Riva, it's like davening. It's like we're davening. It's not regular Kriya Batorah. Just like during davening we say things Baal Peh, like Shema, like Az Yashir, like other, we don't say that out of a cloth. That's the second day of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Right? We discussed this a few weeks ago as well, all the different heterim. You're not being motzi somebody, something that you know very well. And amazingly, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Tosfos Yeshanim. How many Tosfos Yeshanim says the Mishnah Berurah quote? If you look at Siman Mentes and Arachayim, that's the Siman about reading Kriya Shema Baal Peh. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Misha Doresh Barabim. Sifkat and Gimel. Let's say someone's giving a shiur. He's quoting a lot of psukim. He has to search through it. He has to get a sefer Torah out and search through it and say it. He says, "Mishu kedorish barabim baharbi psukim shabat Torah." The kashal olachapes bechol shav achumish. But the kavod atzibur efshar diyesh lahakel. It's possible he can be mekel. Why? Ayin yoma betosvus yishanim tibur amaskel beasar beteretz rishon ubeteretz basra. Look at the two answers in the Tosfos Yeshanim. How many Tosfos Yeshanim says the Mishnah Berurah quote, Beferish? Right here. He says, look at the two answers there. And he quotes, the Gra likes the second answer. But either way, that our Tosfos Yeshanim is quoted l'halacha by the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Memtes. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Umevarech al Hashmona Brachas. Again, there's more here, but we have to continue. If we have time afterwards, we'll mention an important Rav Al Yashiv. Umevarech al Hashmona Brachas. And 8 brachas, the Kohen Gadol says when he reads the Torah. Tanu Rabbanan, al haTorah kederach shemavarchin beveis haKnesses. Al haTorah is like the bracha that you say in shul, just like you say brachas when you get an aliyah. So let's say we see a bracha in shul. Remember yesterday the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. What does this mean? Rashi says only the bracha shela achareha. Rashi said, Asher nasa lanu Torah emes. What about the bracha beforehand? That was the Turei Evan. No, it's not a regular Kriyas HaTorah. It's not a Chovas HaTzibur. So that's why you skip the first one, but you just say the second one. The Rambam says no. Rambam says, you say Asher Bachar Banu Asher nasa lanu. You say both brachas. You just got to work out the math according to the Rambam. Does that count as one or two in the eight? Right? That's just the issue that the Mefarshim discussed. But that's the bracha you say. Al ha'avoda. You say Ritzei. He says Ritzei. V'al ha'oda. He says Modim. V'al mechilas ha'avon ketikna. And the bracha asking for forgiveness. The bracha of Yom Kippur. V'al ha'mikdash b'fnei atzmo. And a bracha of the Beis HaMikdash. V'al ha'kohanim b'fnei atzman. V'al Yisrael b'fnei atzman. V'al shara tefila. And Shar HaTfila. What does Shar HaTfila mean? Tanur Rabbanan v'Shar HaTfila. Rina Utchina. Rina Tchina Bakashim Elfanecha Al Amcha Yisrael. Shetzvichin Libashaya. V'chosei B'Shamei HaTfila. It's a special Tchinas and Bakashas asking Hashem to help Akla Yisrael. And he ends off with Shamei HaTfila. V'yachar Kach. Or even stop there for a moment before we do the last line. And that is, the Tosus read here has a suffix. He doesn't answer it. Whether, we mentioned this quickly yesterday, whether all these brachas are said with Shem and Malchus. Pashtus says that it is. Doesn't say otherwise. But the Tosafot is not so convinced about it. He says, on the one hand, I would say you say it with Shem and Malchus, just like Berachas Kohanim. Berachas Kohanim, you say with Shem and Malchus, right? And you say that with Shem Hashem. Or he says, not only with Shem and Malchus, but with Shem HaMeforash. That's his suffix. That's a suffix. You definitely say it with Shem and, I'm sorry, say, definitely say it with Shem and Malchus. But do you say Shem HaMeforash? Because you're in the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, Miboyli, Hani Shmona Brachos B'Shem HaMeforash Kichsavo Mevarech Kohen O Bekinoi. I Amrit Bekinoi. If you say, you just say Ado, as we say. But why is this any worse than Berchas Kohanim? We know from Berchas Kohanim, the Gemara says elsewhere, Maskirin as Hashem Kichsavo Omebedina Bekinoyo. So you would say it Bichsavo. You would say it was Shem HaMeforash. But if you say it Bichsavo, then you have the problem we had earlier in this Masechta. Remember we had the line that the Kohen Gadol only says the Shem Hashem 10 times. Right? He says it by Vidui, and he says it by the Gorolos, and that adds up to 10. 3, 3, 3, and 1. So, Mimanev Shach, I'm not sure what to do. Not sure what to do, because this would be another 8 mentions of Shem HaMeforash. Okay, last line.
This in the Ezra's
Nashim, as we said yesterday.
What's the status then?
The Ezra's Nashim is enough considered Kichsavo. That's enough for the Berchas Kohanim wasn't done in the Azara. Right, it was also done on those, I think it was done on those steps. V'yachar kach, kol echad v'echad mevi sefer Torah mibeiso. And after the Kohen Gadol finishes reading in the Torah, he brings, everybody goes home. Or maybe not. Everybody just brings the sefer Torah from their house. And reads from it, literally, in order to show the appearance to the Rabbim. What does that mean? So first we'll go backwards. First we'll talk about that last line. That last line has a Rashi. Very famous Rashi. Or it's very famous in the Sugya of Hiddur Mitzvah. Any Achron that talks about the Sugya of Hiddur Mitzvah, the Mishnas Yavetz and Minchas Asher and all the Achronim that have articles about Hiddur Mitzvah, they mention this Rashi. Rashi quotes here, what does it mean, Kedei Laharos Chazus al-Rabim? They bring their Sefer Torahs to show the beauty of the Sefer Torahs. Laharos noyo shall Sefer Torah. V'tiferes ba'aleha. Shetarach lehisna'os b'mitzvah. They show off their beautiful Torahs, but not for personal aggrandizement, but because they want to show the beauty of the Torah. Look at my beautiful Torah. Shene'emar, and Rashi quotes, Zeh keli v'yanveyu isnar lefana b'mitzvahs. Lulav noah, sefer Torah noah, klaf noah, dio noah. Right, sefer Torah noah. Right, and that is Rashi. Rashi says, this is done. Why do they go home and they want to show the Torah is awesome? They bring their sefer Torah, which again, in those days, they didn't have svarim at home. They had sefer Torah at home. That's what they learned from. So everybody brought their sefer Torah and showed it to everyone, to each other, to boast about Kavod Kvod Shamayim, how they have such a beautiful Chefza Shel Mitzvah. Right? This is reflects in the Sugya of Hiddur Mitzvah, that Hiddur Mitzvah, there is a public element. Hiddur Mitzvah is not just private, but it's to be Mahader and be Mefarsem Mitzvah Hashem, which is somewhat difficult in at least one context, and that is Hiddur Mitzvah by Bris Milah. Right, Zek Halim and Veyu, the Gemara in Shabbos, talks about doing the Tzitzin HaMa'akvin and Tzitzin She'en HaMa'akvin. There's no Tzibor there. That is in private. Right, all the other ones, okay, Lulav and Sefer Torah, v'chulu. So that one's a little more difficult to apply this Rashi. Again, the Gemara doesn't say it. Rashi says it. Rashi quotes that this laharas chazusa l'rabim is an example of hider mitzvah. Right, but that is a crucial Rashi in that sugya. Rabbeinu Yonah also says this at the beginning of the second parak in Pirkei Avos about kol she'osa teferes la'oseha v'teferes a person who brings kvod shamayim is somebody who brings glory to Hashem and to the others around him. So there Rabbeinu Yonah also says to be mahadir and to be mefarsem the mitzvos that one does. Again, not in an arrogant way, chas v'shalom, that would be defeating the purpose, but in a way that I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm very proud to have beautiful mitzvos. Then Rashi adds in one more line. Rashi says, the last line of Rashi, "Ume erev Yom Kippurim heviim sham," and they were brought on erev Yom Kippur. Brought on erev Yom Kippur. Why were they brought on erev Yom Kippur? Because you're going to bring the sefer Torahs on Yom Kippur, right? Maybe erev Otsal Yom Kippurim. So you can't bring it. You got to bring it before. And even though it means bezo, it means from erev Yom Kippur. Rashi says. The Marsha says, I don't understand. The Gemara says that we had an erev in. Remember back in the first parak that Yerushalayim is delasos neulos balayla. Yerushalayim is not a Rishus Arabim. So what do you have to bring it from beforehand? So the Rishash says, I don't understand, Marsha. So it's at least a Karmelis. It's at least a Karmelis. You don't have to violate Nisad Rabbanon. Right, it's not fine. You're not a Rishus Arabim because Delasos Neulos. But it's at least a Karmelis. Therefore, the Rishash says, at least a Nisad Rabbanon. And that's why Rashi says what he says. Interesting that if you look in the Gemara here, there's no little letter next to this last line. The Rambam does not quote this Minhag. The Rambam doesn't quote this Minhag of everybody bringing their Sefer Torahs to shul. And the Tshuva Me'ava, one of the star pupils of the Nodabi Yehuda, asked his Rebbe, I don't understand. Where is it? Why does the Rambam quote this? The Rambam quotes Minhagim. Right? The Rambam quotes, right, the Minhag of Ashi Yushalayim to walk around all day on Sukkot with their Lulav and Esrog. Why doesn't the Rambam quote this Minhag? So says Rebbe Yashiv. I'm sorry. The answer given by the Nodabi Yehuda was, he doesn't quote Minhagim. So the question in the Ha'ara there, in the Nodabi Yehuda, is that he quotes Minhagim. Says Rav Yashiv, there are Minhagim and there are Minhagim. If there's a Minhag that's a Kiyum of a Mitzvah, the Rambam quotes it. So walking around with Lulav and Esrog all day, every minute is a Kiyum of a Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. Here, says, what's the Mitzvah? What's the Mitzvah of showing the Torah? They were Mekayim already, the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol. The Etzem HaShemarin, Ein Bazeh Shum Noi V'Chibah Mitzvah. Ela shemodiim shekimo mitzvah. Kivan shadavar ein lo davar zein lo sharish b'chibah v'noy mitzvah lo heviu harambam lahalacha. The Rambam didn't quote it because it is not a kiyum of any specific mitzvah on Yom Kippur. Okay, hider mitzvah, general hider mitzvah. Maybe this is taking a stand on the hider mitzvah klali prati issue. It's just a general hider mitzvah. Could be that this should go on that list. Okay. Last line before the Mishnah, Haroa Kohen Gadol v'chulu lo b'nei she'ena rashoi. The Mishnah said that the Seir HaMishtaleach, that avoda, that those actions are done at the same time as the Kohen Gadol's Kriya. So if you see one, you can't see the other one. So Pshita, pretty obvious. We know it's done at the same time. Ma'o detei makidereish lakish damereish lakish ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos u'ma mitzvah barava madras melech. No, you might have said that there's a problem here. The Mishnah just says, if you're here, you're not there. What's the chiddush? You might have said that you should make yourself be here because ein ma'avir ala mitzvos. Kamash v'lan, there's no such need because this is not an actual mitzvah. Rashi says you're not osik in a mitzvah; you're just watching. So it's not considered your mitzvah. So it's not considered ma'avir ala mitzvos not to witness. Is there a kiyum to witness a person doing a mitzvah? Yeah, it's wonderful. The Mishnah Bikurim says that they used to stop and stand up for the people going to do a mitzvah. But in terms of Ein Ma'avirin, it is not a violation. Good. Says the Mishnah. Continuing now, post-Kriya, last section. This is the last section of Avodah on Yom Kippur, Abosai. We have made it. In the Big Day Buds, Korei, remember he had the choice. If he read the Torah in Big Day Lavan, Kiddush Yad Varaglav, so he goes again back to the whatever he uses. Remember, whether he used the kiyor or he used the special item, the special place where he used to wash his hands and feet on Yom Kippur, and Pasha Yard V'Tavol Olav and Estapik. He does that before L'Kavid each of his clothings. So he does Kiddush, and then he takes off his clothes, goes to the mikvah, comes up and gets dry. We mentioned in the past the Mishnah L'Melech. Is that a din, or is that just Mitzius? Does he have to dry himself well? Ve'vi'olo Big Day Zav. He puts on the Big Day Zav, V'lavash V'Kiddush Yad V'Raglav. and he puts them on, and again he sanctifies his hands and his feet. V'yatza va'asa es elov es el ha'am. And now he goes back and does the other special karbanos of Yom Kippur, but these are the karbanos chutz. He does his ram and the ram on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Right, that's Psukim in Achremos. V'yesh shivas kvasim tamimim b'nei shana. And the seven kvasim, that's the musuf. Right, from Pinchas. Look at Pinchas. Seven kvasim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's what he does next. He hasn't done the musaf yet. Rabbi Akiva Omer. No. In Tamid Shal Shachar Hayu Kraven. These were given. The Tamid is done much earlier, says Rabbi Akiva. It's done with the Karmid Tamid Shal Shachar, as we'll see based on Psukim. Upar Ha'ola. We don't know. The Gemara will talk about what that phrase, where does that phrase go? Does Par Ha'ola go with the earlier sent part of the sentence or the second part of the sentence? V'sir ha'naseh b'chutz ha'yikrevin et ha'mosha b'ner abayim. And the seer ha'naseh b'chutz, that is the seer, which, as we'll see, also special din in Achremos, that is brought along with the Tamid Shabbein Harabayim. So the middle one, we're not sure. Kiddush Yadav Haraglav, and after he does this avoda, he goes back. Ufasha v'yarad v'tavol v'olav v'nistafak, he goes back, he changes his clothes, he goes to the mikvah, heviolo big day lavan, v'lavash v'kiddush Yadav Haraglav, and he puts on his big day lavan again to go in, nichnas, and he goes in for the after. Remember, he went in, how many times? He went in to do the ketores, then he went in to do the dam of the par and the sa'ir, to the dam of the par, and then he goes into the dam of the sa'ir, and that's it. And now he's going back in to remove, right, to take out the kaf and the machta, and according to Rabbi Yashiv, to put back the Sefer Torah that he used in Bayis Rishon, and to take out the kaf and the machta. Kidesh yada viraglov upashat viyarad v'taval olav v'nistapag. He takes it out, and then he goes back and again sanctifies his hands and feet, he's Makadesh, and he changes, and Hevielo Big Day Zav, he brings the Big Day Zav for the final time. Vilavash Vikidesh Yadav Araglav, and Vinichlas Lahaktir Ktar Shabbein Arbayim. Then he goes to do the daily Avodos. Right, again, Mashpah from here, the Kohen Gadol has to do all of this. And he's Makti the Ktores, Shabbein Arbayim, Ula Hetiv Esaneros, and he goes and is Metiv the Neros. Tosfos is printed on the next daf, Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph. Why did it say Lahetiv Esaneros? Why doesn't it say Lahadlik? Maybe it's Bayis Rishon, or not even Bayis Rishon, pre-Shimon HaTzadik, with the lights that never went out. Remember, we had that earlier at the Flamites. And there he just had to clean up a little bit, but he never really had a light, because it was already lit. Ulehetev Esaneros, v'kidish yadav araglav, upashat, v'yarad v'tavo, olav n'estapag, hevyilu b'gdei asmo. And after he finishes that, he brought his own personal begadim, v'lavash, and he puts them on, umalavinoso ad beso. And then he goes home, v'yantif ha'yotze la'ohava, b'shashi yatze b'shalom b'na kodesh. And he makes a party, obviously no eating until the night, but he makes a party for all of his friends. The Meiri notes, he has plenty of food ready. What do you mean? He didn't know if he was going to make it through Yom Kippur. It must be that he has bitachon, says the Meiri. He has bitachon and he prepares all it all before Yom Kippur because he has bitachon that everything is going to be all right. Good. Ibailahu hechiso. The Gemara says, how do we understand the statement of Rabbi Akiva? The par ha'ola, special carbon brought as an ola, where does that go with? Does that go with the morning or the afternoon tamid? Hechi kamar, im tamid shal shachar ha'yu kreven, upar ha'ola v'sira nasa v'achut in tamid shabein ha'arbayim. Does the par ha'ola go later? O del mahachi kamar, in tamid shal shachar ha'yu kreven, upar ha'ola b'hadayhu. And it goes with them. And v'sira nasa v'achut in tamid shabein ha'arbayim. And the v'sira nasa v'achut is done later. So first of all, Rabbi Akiva's shita is unclear in the Mishnah. Where does the special par for the ola go? V'su, and also, par ha'ola l'Rabbi Eliezer d'shairi emas avidle. Rabbi Eliezer didn't even mention when that's done. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, when is the par ha'ola brought? V'su, and also, b'ele Rabbi Eliezer, b'ele Rabbi Akiva, emure chatos emas avidlehu. Remember we mentioned before that before they took out the chatos that's burned outside, they took out the innards and put it in a bowl. And we said it's going to be burned later. So when is it burned? When are the emurin of the chatos pnimios, when are they burned? So Amarava lo mishkachas la misakanta, you don't find a clear-cut structure, elo l'Rabbi Eliezer detana b'divei Shmuel, o l'Rabbi Akiva kidde tosefta. You have two formulations that are clear exactly how the avodah is done according to each shita. Detana b'divei Shmuel, Rabbi Eliezer omer the following. Rabbi Eliezer shita is as follows. Yatza va'asa elo ve'el ha'am ve'emurei chatas. So emurei chatas are done with the Elo and Elo'am, right, when he puts on the big days off after he did the Kriya, Aval Parha Ola, Vishivas Kvasim, Visir Nasabachutz, in Tamashar Bein Harbayim. All of those are done later with the Tamashar Bein Harbayim, right? That's done later, the Musafs are done later. Rabbi Akiva did Tosfa'a, did Tosefta, Maihi, the Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Parha Ola, Vishivas Kvasim, in Tamashal Shachar, you craven. So it's done with the Tamashal Shachar. Shinemar, how do we know that? How do I know that it's done then? Milvat olas haboker, asher lo olas hatamid. So you see, it's done with the morning carbon because it said milvat. That's connecting it. V'yachar kach avodas hayom, and then you have the avodas hayom, right? The special avod of Yom Kippur, as has been described. V'yachar kach, and then we have the sira nase bachutz. Shneamar sirizim echad chatas milvat chatas akipurim. So you see, the seir has to be connected with the special avoda of Yom Kippur. V'yachar kach elo. The El Ha'am, and then you have, as we just described in our Mishnah, V'yachar kach, Emurei Chatos, V'yachar kach, Tamashar Bein Arbayim. So everything has a place. Remember what we mentioned back on that base? Rav Soloveitchik said, if the Kohen Gadol would ever have to stop in the middle, he'd be able to continue the Avoda. So that's our ideal goal, right? To know this Masechta, to know the Avoda perfectly as well. Not that we would continue, especially if we're not Kohanim, but that is the din. Interesting, the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayis in Menachos, on the Sadi test. We mentioned this a couple of days ago when we spoke about the Bavliim, who are really Alexandrian. The Seir Hanasa Bachutz is the only carbon of Yom Kippur that's eaten. The only one. The Rambam says, if you look or do all the math, there's only one carbon that's eaten, and that's the Seir Hanasa Bachutz, and it's eaten that night. It's eaten that night. And if that night happens to be Shabbos, that's when it has to be eaten raw, because you can't cook it. Right? And it's going to be Nifsal if you don't eat it by the next, till after Shabbos. But that's the only one. The Rambam has that Lashon in Menachos on the Tzadi Tes Amid Beis. The only carbon that is eaten out of all the special carbonos that are brought. Weiter. So my time with Rabbi Eliezer, why does Rabbi Eliezer say what he says in the Mishnah? Avid ki dekasiv. My time at Rabbi Eliezer, Ovid, Kiddikasiv, Ovid Bereisha, Kiddikasiv, Ovid Bereisha, the Torah's Kohanim, Hadar Ovid, Techumash Apakudim. He does basically as close to the text as he could keep. So first he does Achremos, and then he does Bamidbar. That's why he does the Musafin later, because that's mentioned all the way by Midbar. He finishes everything else. The Elo, the El Ha'am, which are mentioned in Achremos, that's done before the Musafin, which is in Bamidbar. It's not done with the Tamashal Shachar. Rabbi Akiva, what about Rabbi Akiva? He moves the Musafin earlier to Shachris. Why does he do that? Kidaktani Taima, because the Pasuk says, Milvat Olas HaBoker, Asher Lo Olas HaTamid. In Pinchas, it connects the Musaf to the carbon Ola, the Olas Tamid. So Alma Musafin and Tamashal Shachar Avilu. Says Rabbi Akiva, what can I do? You know, it says in the Pinchas that the Musafin of Yom Kippur are connected to the Tamashal Shachar of Yom Kippur. That's why I have to do it then. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with that pasuk if it's not connected? So based on the Gemara Masecha Shavuos, that both kaparis of all the kabanas of Yom Kippur, as we said earlier, it's mechaper for Tumas Mikdash VeKadashav, it has to be the same type of Avera, meaning there has to be a Yediyah. There has to be a Yediyah Batchila. As we said, if a person never knew that he was Tameh, so then this carpet is not mechaper for that. That's the connection. Now we get to the continuation of the Tosefta, right? We had earlier a couple of shitos. Now we have two more shitos in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Akiva, not all the Musafin were brought in the morning. Echad Karev Im Tamashal Shachar, V'Shishim Tamashar Bein Arbayim. One was done with the Shachar. And six were done later, because after all, it's in Pinchas. So six were done later, but one was done by Shacharis to fulfill that pasuk. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Mishmo, Shisha Kraven and Tamashal Shachar, V'yachad im Tamashal Ben Arbayim. Six were done earlier and one later. Right? It could be the only day of the year where we split up the Musafin. It's not brought as a unit. My Tamayo de Rabbanon. Why do the Rabbanon say what they say? Trey Kroit, meaning the first opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Why do you do that? Trey Kroik Sivi. Ksiv Milvat Olas HaBoker. Right? Which, that's the pasuk that links the Musafin to the Tamid Shel Shachar. Viksiv V'yatzava Asas Olaso. But it says that right afterwards you have to do his Ola. Hilkach Avim Minayu Hacha U Minayu Hacha. So that's why you split him up, because you have to be put together both Sukkim. So B'maikam Ifligi. So what's the Machlokas? Why do you do 6 and 1 and verses 1 and 6? Rabbi Yehuda Savar Avid Chad Kidakasiv. Milvat Olas HaBoker. It says it has to be linked. So do one. Link one to the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Hadar Avid, Avodas Hayom, and then you do the special Avoda. Why does that come before the other six? Dil Machol Shechalish Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol gets weak and tired, at least let him do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Rashi quotes, V'hu Iker HaKapara. That's crucial. And the other Musafin you do later. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Savar, no. Kiva da Aschil, Ovid, Shisha, Dilma, Pasha. No, once he started, do all of them. Do at least six of them. So you have one later on to be Mekayim the other Pasuk. Why? Dilagabe Avodas Hayom Zarisu. The Kohen Gadol is not going to mess up with the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. He wants to do that. He's Zariz. He's been focusing on this. This is his one day that all Klai Yisrael is relying on him. Rashi says, Zarisu Umachlif Koach. Like the Pasuk in Navi. Koye Hashem Yachlifu Koach. If somebody is a Zariz, Hashem gives them special Koach. And therefore, you could do six and then one. If you wait with the Musafin, you might not be so excited about those. Okay. To Kuli Alma Miyaz Chat Ayelu. But everybody so far, as we have been discussing, holds there's only one aisle. There's Elo Ve'el Ha'am. Keman, that is like Karebi. Titanya Rebbe Omer. Ayel Echad Amar Khan. Hu Amar B'chumash Avakutim. Rebbe says that the aisle mentioned in Achremos is the same aisle that's mentioned later on in Bamidbar in Pinchas. The same one. It's not an extra one. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omer Shnei Elamein. There's really two of them. Echad Amar Khan, Echad Amar B'chumash Apakudim. And it's based on Psukim, right? Why that we, to understand whether there's an extra animal or not. My time at the Rebbe, why does the Rebbe say it's the same one? Dechsev Echad, Ayel Echad. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, my Echad, Miyuchad Shebe Edro. It means the unique one of the Eder in the herd. Rebbe learns that from a different pasuk, the chosen one. As we had earlier, Rebbe says, no, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says, you need two sources to say it has to be a chosen one by Chovos and by Nedavis, right? One might think, Rashi explains based on the Gemara earlier, one might think that Chovos have to be extra special because that's what you have to do. One might think that it's a present, it's Nedava. That's why he needs two psukim for Mivchar, but it is a Machlokas Tanoim, how many, if the aisle mentioned earlier, is the same one as the aisle mentioned later. Why do you need two psukim for the aisle if it's the same one? So that's what the Chachmas Adam, which we mentioned, we'll mention it again on tomorrow's daf, that quotes that thought of the Grot that we mentioned a number of times already, that Achremos is all about Aaron HaKohen specifically. Whenever he wanted to go in, and only other Kohanim Gadolim could only go in on Yom Kippur. So Aaron HaKohen, so he, that's why there's two psukim here. So it just says the Chachmas Adam, the name of the Grot. One for Aaron HaKohen, and one for what other Kohanim Gadolim, because there are differences in Halacha, as he mentions in that piece, at the end of the Chachmas Adam in the piece called Matzeves Moshe. We'll continue with that on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here. Roger,